Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
So you've had a barber for several years. Nice man, has the newspaper for you.
So I have a barber named Gene.
Yep.
And he's 82, Cap. And I've been around him. He's in Auburn Gresham. And I've been going to him for 8 years. But Gene hurts me. He hurts me. He does a nice job on the fade, cuts it nicely, but when it gets close, man, I don't know what it is. I feel like I'm being bladed in a wrestling, in pro wrestling. He gets here on the top, and there's a stream of blood that comes out. I said, Gene. I said, there's a cut. Oh, sorry. Now, Gene is Haitian, and he doesn't speak a lot of English. You know, when I come in and say, hey, morning, Gene. He says, oh, the weather, huh? The weather. Nice. And that's it. That's the only English that he speaks. That's it. The weather. And then he hands me the newspaper. He goes, would you like the newspaper? Now, just like you, I guess you guys are kindred spirits because he has the Sun-Times. And he has it right there for me. He also has a Tribune. And if the Defender's printing that month.
That's my newspaper like that.
He hands it to me. Paper. So you can see he's old school, right? Completely old school. Because he hands me a newspaper like it's 1984. I guess he expects me to just cross my legs and just be able to read the paper while he gives me a shave and a haircut, right? Mm-hmm. But this is what he does. Now, here's the thing. The reason why I like him, it's convenient, number one. And number two, when every time I come in there, it's empty. Now, in these barbershops that I go to.
Might be a tip.
I mean, yeah. So it's empty every time I go in there. His brother also works there. But his brother also has a smock on. He's sitting in his seat and he's sleeping. I don't know if he gets customers, Cap. I don't. I've never seen him cut hair. But he's there, sitting there, and he's usually in a slumber. As I walk in, you know, 10 a.m., 10:30, the view is just blasting. Channel 7 is just blasting, right? It's just like, Gene, your brother, sleep, you know. That's it. I mean, he doesn't have many English words. And he just cuts my hair. But I think his eyesight's going. I think so. I think that there's a problem, and I feel like I should change. I love that guy because he doesn't do a lot of talking. He offers me a newspaper, offers me a peppermint. He's got the old tin, and he opens up the tin. Yeah. I mean, that doesn't say candy, or would you like some? It's just like, no, sir, no candy thing. Oh. And I don't know how long that candy's been sitting there, probably since the Clinton administration. I don't know. But, I mean, he's got the same tin he offers me every time I come in there, every month, right? Opens up the tin, all these peppermints. It's like going to your aunt or uncle's house, right? Would you like to have a little candy, a little taffy? You know, that kind of thing,
right? Hard candy.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Altoid?
Exactly. And who knows how long those have been in there, right? And so, no candy, sir. Thank you. But, Cap, I think his eyesight's going. And I showed you a picture. I put it in the text chain for everyone to see. You know, it's funny. Gene's been around for a long time. He cuts hair, but clearly he doesn't get a haircut. Clearly.
Oh, I know. I was looking at the picture. His hair is horrible.
Like, who cuts your hair? Now, I'm thinking it should be his brother, but his brother is not cutting hair because he's sleeping. He's napping. It's Cap, we get out here at 10. I go in there at 10:30. He's napping at 10:30. He's already asleep. Hey, wake up. Hey, why don't you do some cleanup around here, for God's sakes? He's always sleeping. Sleeping. So Gene just asked me, how's the weather? And then but Cap, I'm concerned, though. I feel like I should change. Now, Shay, you've got yourself a new barber as well, right?
Yes.
Why did you change?
Well, I actually had a kind of a similar issue, and I don't have it's not like a race thing. I don't want to make it that, but I went to a barber, and it was a lot of Hispanic guys. They were great guys, but every time I go in there, they would all just talk to each other in Spanish, and I was like, it makes you feel like a little anxious because I don't understand what they're saying. I'm like, are they talking about me? And you know, I think that the guy barber relationship is one of the best relationships you can have in your life outside of maybe like you and your wife, you and your family, you and your best friends. The guy barber relationship is a very important one. And I wanted to find somebody who I like. So I went and got a new haircut yesterday from a new guy. And going in at 11 a.m., they always ask you, like, are you going to work later? Are you off today? What's going on? I said, no, I already worked this morning. He said, what do you do? I said, I work in radio. And then the rest of the haircut, he spent telling me stories and memories about Artie Lang and Howard Stern. The entire haircut. Soon as I said I work in radio, he's like, I want to tell you everything I know about the Howard Stern show.
Now, what was better, hanging out with the homies or having a guy just tell you all he knows about radio? Which is best?
I think the homies was better.
See?
The homies was much better, actually.
Or Gene, who doesn't really bother you with conversation.
Right, because he doesn't know what I do. He has no clue of what I do. He just offers me the newspaper. It might be today's paper. It might be last week's. But he offers me the paper. Sometimes? Huh,
so do you fight if you fire him and start going to Rick's Barbershop?
Yeah.
Do you have to, Gene, I'm making a change. I won't be coming in anymore. Or just stop showing up.
I feel like if I don't show, Cap, I feel like it'll be another business in the South Side will close. I don't know what kind
How
of
much
business
you get.
$30. 25 plus the tip.
Five.
Yeah. I feel
Your
like
30 isn't keeping him open.
I don't know. I never see anyone in there. And that's the convenience of it, right? Man, you get around the holidays, you want to get a nice haircut, want to get faded up real nice. It could be 100 people in there, right? But when you go to Jean's, empty.
No one here.
When the next time I come in there, I'm going to give you a nice video. Now, you saw some of the shop, right?
Right.
You can see how old it is, right?
Correct.
Old school. You saw the picture, right?
Like he has a picture behind him.
Yes.
The picture, you could tell he took a picture of Harold Washington.
Yes.
And he put him over somebody that was in the picture.
Don't know who that was.
But on that picture, so I said to you, I got to name everybody that's in that picture. Right in the center is President Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
Above him is his brother, the late Bobby Kennedy.
Yes.
Martin Luther King.
Yes.
Coretta Scott King.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know who he taped over, but he taped a picture of Harold Washington over somebody else.
I don't know who that is. No, I have no idea.
But that picture's such a microcosm of how different things are today.
Yes. Yes, but that picture had to be from like 1981, 1979, somewhere in there.
Right.
It's an old picture. You can see an old portrait.
Oh, yeah. It's all black and white, like pencil portrait.
Yes.
Framed.
Yes.
So good.
But that's what the whole shop looks like. But Shay, here's the question, though. See?
Kind of like Coming to America, that barbershop.
In some ways, yes. Old school
man
like that.
Wants to be called Ali, we call him Ali.
I was just going to say, I think you can tell, like, yeah. Can't you tell if a barbershop is going to be good or not by what's on the walls? Like, I walk in yesterday and they've got a bunch of, like, kind of stereotypical, like, chic male barbershop stuff. And I'm like, this is just going to be kind of a cookie cutter experience. You walk into a barber and it's like wooden walls and knickknacks on the wall that look like they're from their childhood basement in 1965.
Right.
They've got like a Darth Vader model next to like a picture from a movie like Back to the Future or something. It's all like vintage knickknacks. You know you're at a good barber. You're about to get a really nice haircut.
That's right.
Or our great sponsor, Great Clips, where you can get the neck rub and the whole thing.
I don't know if they do fades. I'm not sure if they do.
They should put that in their advertising.
Uh-huh. I don't know if they do fade-ups.
Get the VIP experience and the neck rub. And we do fades.
So what should I do? I mean, I feel like if I don't go there anymore, Cap. I mean, I like the old-timer because, you know, he just does it. But he's been cutting me right over the forehead. As he tries to line me up, Gene, I'm bleeding right here. Oh, and he's got some kind of like whatever boxers use.
Antiseptic.
Yeah, and he's putting it over there. Like, I don't know how old that antiseptic is. I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's something for 2022. I know that. It's an old tube.
I think you just stop showing up.
Oh.
But it goes to the relationship, right? I mean, if you don't show up, then you may never see Gene again. I mean, that's your dude, right?
Yeah, I mean,
that's where this becomes the question: is how do you leave your barber? I'm with Cap. I think you just stop going. But I do think it's one of those kind of important relationships in a male's life where, like, you don't want to just stop showing up to the barber. You've built some rapport with this person.
And he's, you know, he's an old Haitian, and he's been around for a long time. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I might be the only thing holding it up, Cap, quite frankly.
Your $30 is not holding it up. I hate to break it to you. Al has a barber for you. Hey, Al.
Yeah, hey, boys. Buddy, I think you got to first let poor Gene down easy. You know, maybe give him a thank you card with a nice tip. Maybe see him one last time. But after that, you got to check out Funk's, 429 South Dearborn. It's a great barber shop. They do a lot of the Chicago Bears guys, a lot of the local athletes and things like that. So check them out. They do a great job.
All right, Al. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate you, buddy.
I like the tip, too. I like the you gave me the address. See, Cap, it's a tough thing, man. I mean, have you ever had to part with someone that you're loyal to? Maybe, you know, whether it's a bakery
or Cap's obviously parted with his barber.
Oh! Yeah, because I'm bald, JR. Where'd you park the cop car, Dick Tracy?
Heavy on the dick on that, Tracy.
So how'd you do it, Cap?
I just stopped going.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
I'm out.
I do think that's the cleanest way for the barber, especially. I mean, but it feels bad because you know the person well. Like in Hoodie's case, he knows this guy very well. But I do think the best option is you just stop showing up.
I think Shay, we have to answer Shay's question too, because he's around people. He says he was at a Latino barbershop and he says that no one was talking to him. He didn't understand the language, so he went to someone new. And then he goes to some place and the guy's a chatterbox telling you everything about radio. Well, which is best?
Right. Would it be rude to put your AirPods in?
Oh, that's a good question. Yes.
Huh?
Right. So we got two barber questions going at the same time.
All right, 312-332-3776. How do you break up with your barber? Do you just stop going? Be right back. Friends, have you ever heard the grass is always greener on the other side? You're in a dead-end job. You want greener grass. Well, my computer career can help. Start a new life as an IT pro in months, not years. My computer career offers lifetime career services to help you find jobs with companies begging for IT pros. Financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career today. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter, at Cap J-Hood. This is ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on the Cap J-Hood show. Hoodie's got to fire his barber. Guy's cutting him.
Bleeding, man.
Yeah.
Like Ric Flair.
He's 82 years old.
Yeah.
And does Hoodie just stop showing up, or does he have the discussion, even though the guy doesn't speak English?
Now, you understand what you mean. You know, you understand what I mean when I talk about being cut, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the razor going, and he's just slicing me up here almost every other time.
Right. Not like stitches, just a little nick.
Yeah. But the blood's coming down.
Right.
I feel like I didn't wrestle Dusty Rhodes. I just came here for a barbershop. Right?
What is that? I'm taking... Oh, God!
Cut me, Lou.
Pretty much. I mean, I feel like I'm in a wrestling match. And it's kind of like...
Nick. It's just like, I got to open my eyes.
It's like, Gene. It's like, Gene, come on, man. And go, oh. And he puts the little... What is that little cream
called
on there?
Called a septic pencil.
Yes. And I don't know how old that thing is,
they
too, by
roll
the way.
It on there, and it stops the blood.
God.
I keep one in my shaving bag.
Yeah.
So that if like I'm on the road and I'm shaving and I got to go do a game and I got one dress shirt, I can't get blood all over it.
Right.
Oh, septic pencil.
Oh.
Man, those things sting, don't they?
They do sting bitch. But
they work.
They stop the blood.
Yeah, I own one. Yes.
Because I shave my head. I'm my own Gene.
Yeah.
And I got the newspaper and I shave my head.
Yes.
And that septic pencil has saved me.
Feel bad, man. This is my fourth barber in my life. The first barber was my my dad's friend, Mr. Ford. Remember back in the day, you didn't know the first name of the people. It was just always Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah.
Didn't know the first name.
Right.
I think it was Willie Ford.
Yeah.
He'd come by when I used to have the big afro when I was a child, and he'd cut my hair. And my dad said, hey, I told you to cut the boy's hair. And he just smashed the afro down. But his hair is so nice, Hood. Just keep it the way it is. You just smash it. So it's like snip, snip, snip. Bring the hair down. Like, I told you to cut the boy's hair. Then he'd fight. And I just kind of like sneak off the chair. Like when they go back and forth, you know, go play with my friends.
I loved my barber, Joe and Frank,
mm-hmm.
and Tony, those three dudes.
Yeah.
At Classico. They were the greatest.
That's right.
I don't have any hair anymore. Sorry.
But there's nothing like being at the barber shop and being able to be comfortable with your barber, right?
Yeah.
Well, I was with Josephine. She was my barber at LA Barbers when I was in high school up to college. She was great. Went to another guy, you know, he was great. And now this is my fourth barber, and it's kind of like, this is not working. I feel bad, man. I feel like I'm the only one holding up that barbershop.
Right. Like, I felt bad when I left my guys, three Italian dudes, Tony Tenuta, Joe Miranda, and Frank Cesario. They were my guys.
Yeah.
My brother was still going there. I don't have any hair anymore. Sorry. Let's go to the phones. How about Terrence? Over in Hamlet. Hey, Terrence.
Captain Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. What's up, T?
What's up, fellas?
What up, T?
Hey, man. All right, Katie. I know you got a situation going on, Hoodie. Now, I just want you to understand that those old school barbershops aren't really around anymore. And the average haircut at a black barbershop is somewhere around $60 to $100 now.
Well, the one I'm paying, I'm taking care of my guy. I think he's very grateful for what I'm giving. $60 for a haircut? I don't know if I can do that.
I'm telling you, Kep, I'm telling you, Hood, you gotta shop around, because these black barbers, like, I pay about $100 for me and my son, and he's 8 years old. But I've been knowing my barber since high school, so I get a little discount.
Wow, combined?
Yeah, combined. I'm telling you, there's haircuts in Chicago at black barbershops that cost about $100 a head.
Wow. All right, we're losing you on your cell. Have a great day,
RT.
Man. Appreciate you, Terrence.
$100.
I will say, to his point, I went and got a new haircut yesterday from a new guy. $52.
No shave?
With the shave.
Oh, with the shave. Okay.
Got a full face of hair there, if you call that a beard.
Oh, come on now. That's
now
no
you're
reason.
Judging beards over there.
How about
you?
That?
This is definitely a beard. That was just a weird stray shot.
Well, you said he shaved you.
No, he trimmed. He cut it way down. He shaped it, lined it up. You got to have that done.
A little mangy.
I tell you one thing, Shay Norling. You got to figure out your situation too. You were with the homies, and you don't speak Spanish, but yet that was more pleasing for you, I think, than the guy that's going to chat you up about radio, right?
I know.
Wait,
I think I'm going to go back.
The time he gets a haircut, the guy brings him his tapes.
You know what he does? Yeah, exactly. You know what he does? He goes, you know what you got to do, buddy?
Over there?
You got to go home and go on YouTube, and you got to look up when Joe Buck was on with Artie Lang on HBO. That's what you got to do. You'll love it.
Kind of similar to being in an Uber or a taxi. You kind of like it quiet. Unless you're Cap. He's a chatterbox. He'll talk to anybody. He'll talk to a lamppost if he'll talk back. But the point is, though, is that
I
you like to
people.
I understand, but the lampposts don't speak. But I just think it's fascinating, though, that when you are going to a barber or when you're going to being in an Uber, so you don't mind a little chit chat. But apparently, this guy went full bore.
We were on the road in Arizona, and Yurko went and sat in the front seat with the Uber driver of the Suburban we were in.
Yeah,
because the guy was, I think, Bosnian or Croatian. Yurko wanted to have. They were talking in dialect. It was
That's awesome.
I'm sitting back there. It was me, Danny, Carmen, and maybe Delavit. And we're listening to this going, okay, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Vic. Hi, Vic.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Hello, Vic.
I'm great. Okay, so a friend of mine, she used to cut my hair, and then she actually got out of the business. So I asked her, what should people do? Because women have the exact same problem, you know, with the person who cuts your hair and then thinking about changing. She told me the best thing to do is just stop going. No need to formally break up with them.
Yeah.
Nothing. She said the best thing to do is just to stop going.
Vic, I miss your cookies.
Oh. I am baking so many cookies right now. It's not even funny. Oh, my God. I'll get you guys some. Actually, I want to send some down to Peggy and Dion, too.
Oh, so, okay.
I'll get another box to you guys in the mail, probably in the middle of summer when it's a little slower for me.
You're awesome.
So, I can't wait, Vic.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take care, guys. Have a great day. Thanks.
See you. Bye-bye. 312-332-3776.
She's sending her sending us a box of cookies pretty soon.
They're amazing.
Maybe I'll get one this time.
What?
I'm just saying. Never saw one.
If you didn't leave the show half the time to go do these fake remotes.
Oh!
Ariel in Elmwood Park.
Wow. Ariel.
What's up, Hoodie and Cap? How you guys doing?
What up?
What's up, man?
Hoodie, I'm a barber, by the way. The easiest dilemma for you that you have is the fact that he's 82 years old. Yeah. No social media. He won't be able to find you cheating on him with another barber. You're good to go, buddy. Just don't even worry about it. Just go ahead and move on over to somebody else. But, listen, but I'll tell you one thing from a barber's perspective. We definitely appreciate the loyalty you have. But it gets to a point where you just got to move on, man. Keep it moving.
Are you charging $60 a head?
No, man. I'm not there yet. I'm probably closer to the tip, closer to 50.
Okay. That'll work, yeah. Right, Cap?
I would think.
That works.
Yeah.
Where are you at, Ariel? I might have to go see you, man. That sounds good.
Hey, here, real quick. I'm actually not cutting hair at the barbershops anymore. I'm doing house calls more than anything now. I used to cut out Sean Jeffrey. To be honest, for when he was here with Chicago, that was a beautiful thing, man. It was pretty awesome to how humble the guy was, man.
Hey, you cut his hair. No wonder you left Chicago. No wonder you didn't.
Take that.
All right, man.
Have a good day, man.
Hey, you guys have a great one, man.
Appreciate you. All right, 312-332-3776. Look what you've done. Phone lines are just jammed. Do you fire your barber? Do you not? And then don't forget, we have Albert Breer with our NFL update at 8:35. Mm-hmm. And really looking forward to talking to Bobby Marks today, former NBA front office exec. What do the Bulls do with the Lonzo Ball situation? We'll get into that, plus Zach LaVine. But how does Hoodie break up with his barber? Do you just stop going? Or is that rude to 82-year-old Jean? 312-332-3776. Be right back.
With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see him in my
shot. Shot, no shot. Brought to you by the great people at Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse.
Listen, I would do it for you. Right?
You would.
You know I would do it for you.
Yes.
If I was coaching for you, if I was coaching with you, and you needed a recruit, I would take care of that for you.
Right.
Of course.
And you can have it.
I take care of it.
You're the best.
Absolutely.
You're the best. I keep my hands clean. Yeah. I'm not involved.
No, I take care of it.
If I ever went back to coaching, first hire I make, Hood.
Me? Don't need me.
Guys, coach has slept here for 3 straight nights. He's not in a good place right now.
He's in a bad way, okay? He has not been home. He's a little crazed right now, okay? But we need to come together, okay? Coach Kaplan loves you guys. When he MFs you, he doesn't mean that you're individually an MFer.
Just the situation.
He's just the situation that we're in right now, okay? All right? All right, guys, put your hands in there. 1, 2, 3. Take that. There we go.
brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Download the new updated PointsBet app. Play along. Have some fun. I just read the other day a dude had a nickel. On a parlay. He put 16 teams together for a nickel, won 16 grand.
Oh, wow.
16 grand on a nickel.
That's a great story.
So download that PointsBet app and use this promo code. Take that. And you get 2 risk-free bets up to $2,000. And you can bet the Preakness at their partner at Club Hawthorne. Download that app as well. We say good morning to Shay Norling, no D in the middle.
That's right, Cap. Good morning, fellas. How are we?
All right, Shay. You look good with your new haircut, by the way.
I appreciate that hoodie. Thanks for noticing. Everybody complimented me this morning. I didn't even mention it. That was nice. I appreciate you guys.
Very streamlined. Very nice. What do you think?
It's okay.
Thanks, Cap. That's about as bad, the best I could expect.
What do you mean it's just okay?
It's a little, too tight on the sides.
What should he have? Just like a big bouffant, the big afro? What do you want there?
There's no balance. There's like a bunch of hair on top.
It's an undercut. It's
side.
An actual cut. It's a style.
I guess someone who doesn't have hair shouldn't pass judgment.
All right, Shay, what do you have?
All right, I want to start. I want to set the scene because we had, I believe it was 7 game sevens over the weekend.
Yes.
I saw one of them in Calgary. The Flames had the most incredible outdoor red sea of fans. Everybody's wearing red. It was an incredible scene to see. And it just got me to thinking, shot or no shot, Chicago could have that environment if we just get a team that's good enough.
We have had that environment.
That's a shot. The Cubs have had that environment.
Yeah, like you go back to the playoffs of 03 or the 98 home run chase, there's like 20,000 people out on Waveland and Sheffield out there.
That's not what was supposed to happen, but it was.
It worked out then.
What are the Cubs going to do? You're going to move 20,000 people out of the streets?
Correct.
That
but like
happen.
Milwaukee has the Deer District.
Yeah.
Like our friend Travis Wacker upstairs in promotions.
Does he still work here?
After he's on vacation.
After Milwaukee got pounded.
Convenient to take this week off, isn't it?
He was in the Deer District last year during the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's safe anymore. With the stuff goes on in this city?
Well, you make a great point. The only place I can see is Wrigley Field, outside of Wrigley Field. I know what you're saying, Shay. If the Hawks got hot again, if the Bulls got hot again, you can't get into the stadium,
correct,
watch it on big screens outside. I just don't see it in this city, sadly. I don't see it. I don't see people standing outside of United Center watching Bulls basketball. I don't know if the city
it'd
will allow
cool
it.
It'd be cool as hell.
I'd love to see it. I don't think that'd be allowed. I just don't. In Calgary, I have seen that. That's just awesome. They do that for Toronto with the Raptors when they go to the playoffs, too.
And they call that
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
So
and
awesome.
Then the Maple Leafs do the same thing out in that plaza.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
You're all dressed in red. I see what happened with the Flames. I just think that's great. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. It's amazing. And they have their goal light. Like, you know, everybody has the goal light, the little red light. Goes.
Yeah.
Their goal light lights up the entire skyline.
Yeah.
It is amazing. When they score, it place lights up red. That place goes nuts.
I love that. I love the pageantry of what they do there. It's a lot of excitement for Calgary. I like that.
It's cool.
I wish that, but Shay, you make a great point. Outside of Wrigley, I just don't see that happening anywhere else. Shay.
All right, I want to get to somebody who pitched in Chicago over the weekend. They actually pitched against the White Sox. Nestor Cortez deactivated his Twitter account after pitching against the White Sox, after throwing a gem. Old tweets surfaced where he was using some racist language, but he was apparently quoting rap lyrics. He's since had to issue an apology and delete his account. My question's pretty simple. Shot or no shot? Athletes and just people of note in general should simply never be on Twitter at this point.
I mean,
yeah. I say shot.
But then you lose the ability to, like, athletes are a brand. They are. I'm not like Patrick Wisdom isn't a brand, but Luis Robert,
yes,
has a chance to be a brand to his fan. He's a star. Wilson Contreras has a chance to be a brand, and bigger stars than those dudes are indeed brands. LeBron has, I don't know, I'm going to guess. What's he got? 5 million followers?
Probably.
Well, that he uses that to drive his message, his brand. I mean, it's sad that. Nestor Cortez, they said he was not using the tweets to take a shot at anybody.
Right.
He was quoting rap lyrics.
Right.
Well, the rap lyrics had unsavory things in there.
Sure.
And so he gets blasted.
You know, for me, you know, the way I look at it, Shay, it's like I would do Instagram or TikTok. You know, the Twitter thing, man, you say something and you're angry and you put it out there. There is no... You can't pull it back. As soon as you hit send, it's already out there. You can erase it and still be out there.
Can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. That's
right. Correct.
I just know me. If I'm emotional and it says something off the cuff, it'll follow me forever. So I'm going to say I'd rather do Instagram or TikTok for me.
You just have to have a rule, which I have a rule. If I've had anything to drink, if I've had an edible, whatever,
yeah,
I holster it. I will not ruin myself by saying something stupid because I was under the influence. Not going to happen.
Shay.
Quickly before I move
say
on.
I say enough stupid things anyway.
Cap, huh? You were way under on LeBron's Twitter followers, by the way. This is just like an aside for how insanely large social media has gotten. LeBron, 51.3 million followers.
Okay, I said 5 million.
Unbelievable.
I didn't know.
All right, the Browns' new $230 million man, Deshaun Watson, is treating his offensive teammates to a trip to the Bahamas this weekend for on-field work and team bonding. He also wants to take some time to get to know Amari Cooper, both on and off the field. My question, shot or no shot, Deshaun Watson takes the entire Browns offense to the Bahamas. Was Baker Mayfield invited?
No shot.
No shot.
No shot. And I find it interesting that he's taking the offensive line. Why is he doing that now?
To get the offensive line, the whole offense.
Everyone in the offense. Okay. So you're doing that to establish a rapport
Correct. With
your new teammates?
Correct.
Okay.
You're signed for $250 million. You can afford it.
You've been to the Caribbean islands like I have.
Mm-hmm. I've never been to the Bahamas. Have you?
But you've been to the islands before,
yeah.
Right? And so have I, Blue and Stony. and I just find it. I think it's interesting, Cap, that he's doing this now. Is he trying to curry favor with his new team, or what is he looking for?
I think it's like Mitchell Trubisky just took a bunch of dudes to Florida. Tom Brady takes him to Montana.
Uh huh.
I mean, I don't think it's to curry favor. I think it's to get a fresh start and build rapport with his guys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the face of this team now. I'm our quarterback. We're going to do some workouts, and we're going to have some fun.
Probably have a good time while he's in the Bahamas, huh?
Massage or two.
That's what I'm concerned with.
Three, four, five.
Just
everyone on the offense.
I don't know, man.
All I can think about is the Minnesota Vikings boat trip from years ago.
Seriously.
By the way, an extra layer to this, Deshaun Watson is also scheduled to meet with the NFL this week regarding the pending civil suits.
Okay. Just
Rondo handling the security for that one?
Seriously.
I mean, just what's going on here?
You have to be careful. And I can't look at Deshaun Watson the same. I know these are allegations, but it's just so many. And I can understand if it's one or two or three, but then when it's 35, 39, now you're getting to Cosby levels of women that are accusing you.
Yes. I mean, it's...
Right.
It's insane.
That was the craziest part. The headlines, like, it's not clear if the NFL is going to make this decision before or after the 23 pending civil suits.
Jeez, have you ever had have you had 23 massages in your life?
No.
I don't think I've had 23. 10? Maybe.
Maybe I've had 15. Maybe
10 to 15. A couple on the road.
Okay, so quick math here is telling me Rajon Rondo's made well over $100 million.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hire a security guard? He got nailed last night for pulling a gun on somebody.
It was his wife and kids.
Oh, I didn't even hear that part.
It was a little darker than, it was a tough story.
These guys, it's unbelievable, man.
Shay.
All right, the Atlanta Braves lost power at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee last night. They were also unable to take a shower. Braves manager Brian Snitker said he went into his bathroom and turned the light on. It didn't happen by mid-morning. He was thinking he wouldn't be able to get in the shower. All the hot water is going to be gone. By the time he did get in the shower, it was just cold water. So my question, everybody believes this hotel is haunted. This is not the first we've heard of it. Mm-hmm. Shot or no shot, simply, the Pfister Hotel is haunted.
That's a shot.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose and others have told the story. Hey, team, stop going there. Stop going there.
Right.
Go to the outlying areas of Milwaukee. Stop going to the Pfister. NBA teams, Major League Baseball teams, if you've heard the stories of being haunted or things that are a problem in there with plumbing, stop going there. Stop booking it.
Right. There's a beautiful Marriott downtown. There's the Hyatt that's been there forever where the teams used to stay.
Yeah.
The Cross from Bradley Center and the Milwaukee Arena where they used to use those buildings. Don't stay at the Pfister then.
Why do we've heard stories for decades about the Pfister. If it's haunted or if there's problems there, stop booking the hotel.
Completely agree.
Like, what are you doing there? Why do you go there for the story? We're gonna book this to see if it's really haunted or not. It wasn't bad. I had a good time here. Like, no. If there's an issue and you know about it, it's like anything else, Cap. You travel and you look up the hotel and you look at the reviews. and make sure that it's a 4 or 5 star hotel. Any issues? No. Okay, we'll stay there.
Yeah.
But if you've heard stories of lore over the years,
I'm out.
No, just don't go there.
Agreed. Is Justin Fields be- thank you, Shay. Is Justin Fields being recklessly abandoned? Well, that's what one very responsible, well-respected publication says. We'll discuss it next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Rolling on a Cap Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Greeny coming up at 10.
And a little housekeeping for you. I'd like to remind you that tomorrow will be, we will be trading. Spring trading.
Spring trading.
That's right. So new partners will shuffle up the deck, and Cap will be working with the lovely and talented Adam Abdallah.
That's right. Adam A. Abdallah and I, 7 to 10. And then noon to 2:30 is...
Noon to 2.
Noon to 2, I'm sorry. Is that Waddle and Carm?
That's correct.
And then it will be in the afternoon show, my guy Hoodie and Yurko. Mm-hmm. And then at night, it'll be truncated because of White Sox baseball, but a shortened show of Bleck and Sylvie.
So don't forget, spring trading tomorrow. Don't look for me in the morning. Look for me in the afternoon with Yurko. And then again, Adam Abdallah from Bleck and Abdallah will be working with Cap tomorrow starting at 7. So all part of a fun thing we're doing here every Wednesday here on Chicago's Home for Sports.
Correct. Throughout the month of May. So we have one more. I assume Thursday, Danny will pick the pairings for next week. So, but tomorrow, it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Fast Break, the podcast, is available on the Cap and J-Hood feed right now as I reviewed the playoffs and kind of related to the Bulls. It's right there on the Cap and J-Hood feed right there. Look for Fast Break. Also, Fast Break has got his own podcast as well right here on the ESPN Chicago app. So, speaking of the NBA, we had Chicago Zone, West Side Zone, Patrick Beverly on the with a big spotlight on him yesterday.
Yep. This was on First Take. He is the pride and joy of Marshall High School and the University of Arkansas. And he was talking about the Phoenix Suns. Do you want to talk about unfiltered? This dude's unfiltered.
We're not having a conversation about why Phoenix lost in theory. We're having a conversation about why they were down by 46 points.
Scared.
30 at the half.
They were scared. 46.
So now that's where, what are you saying to that?
Basketball player, you can see it in their eyes. They were scared. It ain't about Luka taking their soul. They knew starting the game what was going to happen. He's done it before. They watch, trust me. They have iPhone. They have Instagram. They see the numbers of Luka Doncic averaging 39. They hear me saying, man, he did it to me. He did it to me, Kawhi, Paul George. I'm damn sure he's going to do it to them. They know that. Boy, scared of Luka. Ain't nobody afraid of anybody over there in Phoenix, man. Everybody in the league knows that, bro. Like, it's just that y'all don't know that because y'all not in the locker room. No one's afraid of Phoenix. We wanted them. We wanted them. No one's afraid of Phoenix. I talked to some teammates. I ain't going to say who because I'm going to say who. Forget it. I talked to Paul George last night, man. Oh. Pat, ain't nobody scared of them. Wow. But you face Dallas, you ain't scared of Dallas, but, man, you...
You scared Luka.
Hey, man, you got to get your game right when you play Luka. I'm just being honest.
He also had this to say about the best defender.
Everybody that knows that. Everyone knows that. It's just y'all don't want to accept it because...
No, I don't accept that. No. I'm saying, again, if you're taller than them, you know, so you can shoot over him, obviously. That's
but give
issue.
Him the but, Ben Simmons slander. Give him the PG-13 slander. Give him the slander that you give everybody. Come on, Steve.
First of all, watch yourself now.
Come on
watch
now.
Yourself now.
Come on now.
Don't compare CP3 to Ben Simmons.
No, I didn't compare. I said
Ben Simmons didn't show up.
I said the slander.
Ben Simmons didn't show up.
I said the slander.
Well, what's the slander? I'm going to give you, if you show up, listen. You, I consider a guy that's an elite defender. You know how I feel
the
about
the best
you.
In the world.
Well, I wouldn't say the best in the world, but I get you. I know that you're an elite defender. I'm giving you props for that, my brother.
The best in the world.
Okay. Well, you should feel that way about yourself. I don't feel that way about you, but you should feel that way about yourself.
ESPN gave me the numbers.
That you're the best in the world?
It's Giannis at 41.3% and it's Patrick Beverley at 41.9%, which means if you have the ball and Patrick Beverley is guarding, it feels like Giannis is guarding you. I'm only 6 feet.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I did say
the greatest in the world.
Tama, I did say you were an elite defender. Be happy with that.
No, I can't.
Be happy with that for the moment.
Let's stay on topic.
For the moment. For the moment.
Okay. So Patrick Beverley said on First Take that Chris Paul is not a great defender. He said that he's called cone in the league. cone, as in traffic cone.
Right, and go right around him.
Right. He says that, and here's one thing, Cap, you and I have not talked about this whole foul thing of the strip, right? So you are trying to put a shot up, the defender puts his hand out, and this the whole thing where you explode your arms, the rip through mm-hmm. play, and Chris Paul always gets that play. Patrick Beverley says, if I do that, then it's a flagrant foul. He says that CP3 gets all the calls and he gets all the acclaim because he's this Hall of Famer and one of the great guards of all time, all that. And he feels like he's a traffic cone. Like, he says everyone knows that. I had never heard that before, but Patrick Beverley said that on the broadcast yesterday. What do you think of that?
I love that if you had a bunch of dudes from different teams playing in a summer league, which these guys go do, and they're all sitting around after the game, they're having something to drink, and they go, dude, cone. And you're like, who? Who?
Cone.
What are you talking about? Oh, we call Chris Paul cone because we can all go right around him like a traffic cone.
I mean,
that's awesome.
That's really tough.
That's slander.
Yes, it is. CP can't guard anybody, man. Everybody in the NBA knows that. Everybody knows that. We call him? We call him cone. And Paul did struggle defensively in that series against Dallas. He's 37. I think he was hurt in that series. He was injured, and he still played. The first couple of games, he played well, but he turned the ball over like a Pez dispenser the last few games of that series against Dallas. So Patrick Beverley had some strong things to say. And, of course, him being a Chicago guy, that's the way to do it, right?
The best.
But I understand. But now there's a lot of players in the league and out of the league are not happy with what Patrick Beverley had to say. Now, he's a stick in the beehive, Beverley. He'll just say what's on his mind.
He does.
Don't give a damn. Doesn't care. It surprised a lot of people, but if you know Patrick Beverley, you can't be surprised that he has a live mic and saying what he wants to say. It's crazy.
Does he remind you at all of Alex Caruso?
Who? Patrick Beverley?
Yes.
In what way?
Irritant defensively. I'm not talking about what they say. Caruso doesn't say anything.
Yeah.
The way they play, Caruso's taller.
Yeah.
They play that same irritating way where you're like, get off of me.
Oh, sure.
Very similar type mm-hmm. players.
Oh, yeah. But you like guys like that.
Yes.
They're not stars, but they are key players for any roster, right? You don't want to play against him, but you want him on your team. He is a volatile player. And he's a guy here that's going to speak his mind, and he's in the face of the official a lot. Patrick Beverley loves to talk. I get it, let's go all the way back though to Chris Russo, Mad Dog Russo. So the conversation on First Take was Chris Russo and Stephen A. Smith going back and forth about whether or not CP3 is a top five guard of all time,
mm-hmm.
and you and I could have that debate. I think that Chris Paul is top five in my lifetime. Is he top five overall? I don't know.
But
think about that.
Top 10. CP,
yeah, is he top 10? Is he top 5?
Yes,
not top 5. No
top,
way.
Top 10?
Top 10. Yes,
well, I mean, I got to have Magic and Kobe and Oscar Robertson. And I got to go through the Isaiah.
Mm-hmm. Don't even go there.
John Stockton or Chris Paul?
Oh, my God.
Wow, John Stockton or Chris Paul?
Well, see, now here's the issue.
CP3 is amazing.
Well, he is. But here's what we'll
people. Let's go.
CP3 will not be judged on him not winning a ring. I don't go that far. There's a lot of great players who never won a championship. What he will be judged on is his team's having a 2-0 lead five times in his career and them being bounced out of the playoffs. It happened with the New Orleans Hornets at the time. Mm-hmm. It happened with the Clippers twice. And now this outfit here with the Clippers.
It's the Suns.
The Suns, rather. Yeah. So, I mean, think about that.
Oh, come on!
I mean, is he a top 10 guard?
Top 10!
Yes, Jerry West? I mean, there's a lot of dudes, man.
But is CP3 a top 10 guard? And that's the debate that they're having. That's why Chris Russo, especially after the Suns were eliminated, says, okay, now it's over. Chris Paul will never be in a top 5 or top 10 on his list.
And is Michael considered a guard?
Sure.
I mean, mentioned him. He's at the top of the list. But that's six.
But point guard, though.
Oh, come on!
Point guard.
Mm-hmm.
Let me think about that.
Yeah.
Let me ponder that. And if you had an opportunity, what player would you want to slander like Pat Beverly just did? What player would you want to slander like Pat Beverly did on national TV? We'll be right back.
He's never averaged more than 18 and a half points in his career. He was a big-time rebounder. Hold on.
Well,
listen.